looks just like a ghost. And then a beautiful girl, the moose, went to lips the same. Good morning, welcome. Apologize for starting early for any of those who may not be coming for five more minutes. But my timing is off this morning. Welcome to the Sunday, August 21st, 2016 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. Quote from Nikola Tesla: when the great truth, accidentally revealed and experimentally confirmed, is fully recognized, that this planet, with all its appalling immensity, is to electric currents virtually no more than a small metal ball, and that by this fact, many possibilities, each baffling imagination and of incalculable consequence, are rendered absolutely sure of accomplishment. When the first plant is inaugurated and it's shown that a telegraphic message, almost as secret and non-interferable as a thought, can be transmitted to any terrestrial distance, the sound of the human voice, with all its intonations and inflections, faithfully and instantly reproduced at any other point of the globe, the energy of a waterfall made available for supplying light, heat, or motive power anywhere, on sea or land or high in the air, humanity will be like an ant heap stirred up with a stick. See the excitement coming. And Nikola Tesla wrote that in 1904. The transmission of electric energy without wires. 10 years later, World War I. And he writes, so long as there are different nationalities, there will be patriotism. This feeling must be eradicated from our hearts before permanent peace can be established. Its place must be filled by love of nature and scientific ideal. Science and discovery are the great forces which will lead to the consummation of war. I've just made known an invention which will show to electricians how to produce immense electrical pressures and activities. By their means, many wonderful results will be achieved. The human voice and likeness will be flashed around the globe without wire. Energy produced through space. The wastes of the ocean will be made safe to navigation. Transport facilitated, rain precipitated at will. And, perhaps, the inexhaustible store of atomic energy released. Advances of this kind will, in times to come, remove the physical causes of war, the chief of which is the vast extent of this planet. The gradual annihilation of distance will put human beings in closer contact and harmonize their views and aspirations. The harnessing of the forces of nature will banish misery and want, and provide ample means for safe and comfortable existence. And that's unquote from Nikola Tesla. Science and discovery are the great forces which will lead to the consummation of the war. Published under the headline, Nikola Tesla Looks to Science to End the War. Published in The Sun, December 20th, 1914. Of course, it didn't end up that way, did it? He got sabotaged. We owe this man a great deal, and many, many others. And the ones that we've needed in this space to understand what has been happening to us these past 250 years, we have been bringing back in this space. And once we are free, we must always remember the ones we owe, who made it possible for us to live so. Debts we can never repay, except by living freely every day, and never giving back the freedom for which they so dearly paid.